scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this. It's a Wicked Wednesday edition of the program, and we're freaking stacked, all right? We're like Pamela Anderson style stacked. Lisa Ann stacked. We've got Fat Stacks kicking it with us on the program this evening. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart's going to step up and in and throw it down with us. It's soup night. On Wednesday nights, it's Babano soup night. Babano steps up and in and kicks it with us. We're going to send it to Las Vegas, Nevada, a little bit later on in the show. In level two, Drew Martin Betts will join us straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. As I saw, Drew Martin was firing away with some National Football League futures. He must have been unaware that the MLS is back. The MLS has returned. And Orlando City cash is an underdog and a pretty nice payback, actually, for Orlando backers. An interesting match of this evening as MLS returns. We'll break it down a little bit. There was a very, very scary moment. I think everything's okay now. Andreas Reyes of Inter Miami went down. What seemingly looked like just sort of a harmless sort of elbow to the throat area. Except I immediately saw he was having problems breathing. And it wasn't just like the shot. I think everyone just thought it was like, and I saw people, oh, soccer, he dove, and he dived, typical soccer. It's like, no, man. The guy's like choking to death, like on the field. Took nearly 5 minutes to get the paramedics out there. A couple of trainers like lazily walked out, got to the point that players were like yelling. They were like, hurry the F up, man. Come on. This is serious. Not a good look for the MLS out of the gate. Ivy League shuts it down, which isn't a good look for the future of college sports, I'll tell you what, because say what you will about Ivy League sports, but yeah, they happen to be the smartest people in the country, the smartest universities, and they know that they can't play. We've got to stack the show this evening. Hop up and in the Raging Redhead, Babano, Drew Martin Betts. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Let's roll. Sports Rage late night. I am Morenci, 844-843-6879. Triple threat. Wicked Wednesday this evening. The Raging Redhead steps up and in. We've got Babano. We've got Drew Martin Betts in Las Vegas at Nevada as Drew Martin Betts firing away NFL futures. Drew Martin doesn't strike me as like the biggest MLS guy. So we'll find out whether he spent the night at the sports book watching one of the most heated rivalries. I know that Drew Martin Betts went to Auburn. So, you know, Auburn and Alabama, yeah, it's a big rivalry. Michigan and Ohio State's a big rivalry. You know, you get into the international sports world, like, you know, Mexico versus Puerto Rico, boxing, Israel versus Palestine in the real world. But they all pale in comparison to the newest and hottest rivalry in sport, Orlando City and Inter Miami. And we had a 2-1 game this evening. And congratulations to the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, who knows nothing about Orlando City or Inter Miami. But nevertheless, it didn't stop him from cashing a ticket on the over. 2.5. Everything keeps on coming up. Big Red, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
Yeah, you're right, Gabe. I know a couple players on the team with Portuguese Joe. You know, the Portuguese guy in Orlando City. I'm not going to lie to you. I like MLS soccer. I've been to TFC.
The Portuguese guy. I know the players. The Portuguese guy on Orlando City. I'm a big fan.
You know who I'm talking about, the veteran. He showed up in the second half. Sorry. You know how it goes, Gabe. All I'm going to say is I'm not going to lie like other people. I like MLS. I've been to games. It's a wicked atmosphere. I told you, my buddy was a Rangers supporter. Him and this guy who was a Celtic supporter, like, threw it down in the parking lot. We've had some good times there, but I'm going to be honest with you, like, out of all the sports, it's good, but that first half was brutal. And I got one thing to say, and I don't want to be critical because me and you have been in this business for a long time, but that British announcer, like, talking about Beckham and the, Yeah, like, dude, play it up a little bit more, like the beekeeping and all the other stuff. It's like, can you really try that much harder to say things that people don't understand? It pissed me off, actually.
I'm going to tell you something. You know, ESPN is becoming insufferable, man. Like, I'm trying to watch the basketball tournament. It's just like this incessant sort of talking down to the viewer. Like, it's the first time we've ever watched basketball before. Every damn day, they have a new analyst coming in new. Hey, it's good to be here, Chuck. Oh, thanks, Bill. It's like, you know, dude, you know, why every day? Pick a damn analyst and let's roll with it. They keep changing. They keep like, and it's just so annoying. You know what it is? It's a Syracuse and Northwestern thing. Welcome and sent to you by Zelle. And then we'll get into the British guy. Yeah, I know you're sent money by Zelle. Okay, good for you. So we'll get into the British guy here. I'm so sick and freaking tired of it as well, man. I swear to God, bro, you don't need to know anything about soccer. You just roll in with a British accent and these jackasses will give you a job. It's the same thing. That British guy that does the TFC games, he's the worst, bro. It's like, oh, good. And you know what? Let's just be real. Any British soccer announcer that's working in North America, it's because you suck, all right? And because you're not good enough to be working in the Premier League. So you get hired, you fool a bunch of Americans and Canadians because you're British, you have a British accent, and you get hired. Dude, the game didn't even start. Another thing, they were acting like as if though it was the opening ceremony of the Olympics. They're like, oh, can you believe they pulled this off? Pulled what off? You're standing on a soccer pitch at Disneyland, all right? Shut up. You know what I mean? Like, they went on and on and on. No, that announcer, yeah, no, I swear. Today, it's the first time, and I love these games. Today is the first time I had to hit the sound on the basketball game. I was like, I'm going to snap, man.
I did the same thing.
These guys explain the rules to me one more time in this freaking tournament. I'm going to snap. Oh, rah, 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 you're watching ESPN. Show another Eagles concert and shut up.
I'm with you, Morenci. I'm so sick and tired of these Brits, you know, talking down to people. Like, I'm friends with them. I told you, like, my parents' best friend, he's a Chelsea supporter, smart guy and stuff. He's not condescending. He comes over to our house, crushes a couple beers, cheese, and wine with my mom and dad, you know, stuff like that. This idiot's talking about beekeeping, the words he's using. It's like, yeah, we'll get the thesaurus out, buddy. I get it. Like, you know what I mean? It's like a Jeopardy tournament here. I know exactly what you're talking about. Me and you played soccer. Don't talk to us like we're absolute morons. And the guy, you know what the thing is? They lay it on so thick, it's not even real anymore. It's like some Brits got, like, they got nice little beautiful sayings and stuff like that.
This guy was too much tonight.
Like, I did the exact same thing. Mute.
It's like they're play-by-play guys in a movie. It's like they're general, like, generic fake play-by-play guys. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, the best of the best, these guys, what's the guy's name? Like, Martin Bastard, whatever the guy's name is. I think it's Martin something. Does all the World Cup, the BBC guys. Like you said, they're subtle, right? Like, it's like John Cleese subtle. Like, they throw in a couple of one-liners, but they're subtle. Some of those guys, they're like Vince Scully. They can do the game alone, Cam. There's one guy, bro, he doesn't need an analyst. He does the game alone, and it's perfect. You know, he's got it down, and it's perfect. But these guys, they get these British dudes over here, and they make it so serious, like it's the World Cup or something. An unbelievable Inter Miami. This is a moment that people remember forever. The MLS is back. I'm like, come on. I'm as fired up for this as anybody. People are not going to remember this forever. People are going to forget about this by tomorrow, all right?
Right. Like, by being in tech. Yeah, no, if I've seen Vince text me, he's like, hey, I got Orlando City in the over. I'm like, good for you. He's like, hey, I'm happy sports are on. Same thing. Like, this guy doesn't even, like, we've gone to, like, a TFC game. He doesn't care. He loves the Maple Leafs, Blue Jays, you know, Raptors. He's into the big sports. And the guy texts me, what's this British guy doing? Like, that's the first thing. And you know what? It's not like me and you are doing that. It's like, why do you think we're stupid?
Why is
and the thing
British
is, the guy who's worked with him.
I got nothing against Brits.
Yeah.
I got nothing against
Brits. I love Brits.
Get us a German guy. How about an Italian guy?
I agree.
I don't know, a Mexican guy, Spanish guy. There's a lot of other guys besides Brits that can talk about soccer.
Excellent point. The thing was, dude, there's a first game back. Me and you are watching it. And that's the thing, Brent. You see, we do this stuff. It's like, stop like talking to us like we're morons here. Like it's you and you said it. MLS is supposed to be fun, like the Canadian Football League. Have a little bit of fun with it. These guys aren't the best players in the world. That first half was actually awful. Like that was some brutal soccer. Like me and you could have like obviously scored on some of those chances. These guys sucked.
The first half
was awful, and then
some slack. It got better. Listen, I tweeted out.
That's what I said. It's the second half got better. But it was bad soccer, Morenci. Let's call it out for what it is.
Yeah. Dude, well, Orlando, dude, they dropped it during the telecast. For everybody that feels good and patting yourself on the back about Orlando FC tonight, or Orlando City, or whatever the hell they're called. dude, that's their 12th win only in 62 MLS games, Cam.
Yeah, they're horrible. They're horrible. And inner Miami is even more horrible.
Inner Miami? That's their third game ever in existence. That's literally their third game ever. They weren't even in the league. Like, they're just in the league now. This is their brand new league. They're new, right? So they're in their third game. They were actually better than Orlando. They should have beaten them. It's just the way the game went. Tournament will get better. It's the same thing. It was the same thing with the basketball tournament, Cam, the TBT stuff. So, you know, sometimes the first quarter of the first games over the weekend, it was like, it's like 8-6
but
after
the first quarter. Gabe. The thing is, I have to look at it differently. It's still MLS is not I get it. They haven't played soccer in a long time, but no offense, Gabe. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and I agree with a lot of things that you're saying. These guys have point blank chances and they're missing like the net by 20 feet. I don't care if you haven't played in 4 months. You should be better than that. And the thing is, that basketball tournament, those are college guys and stuff like that. That's different, man. They've done a good job. I'm just saying the second half was good, but the first half of that soccer game, it sucked.
Yeah, I know. But I refrain from criticizing. They haven't played in 4 months. Right?
Yeah.
They're not like me.
I'm a harsher critic, I guess.
I'm back and be amazing, Cam. Not everybody can be like you.
I'm a
no. Or listen, I'm telling you right now, Orlando are terrible, and Inter Miami just played their third game in their existence. All right, tomorrow morning's game is going to be much better. But I got a bone to pick with this too. MLS comes back. Yeah, way to go, guys. The West Coast, 6 a.m. Yeah, when I got to get up at 6 in the morning to watch NYFC.
6 a.m., buddy.
Thanks. Sports Rage Late Night continues. More Cam. We'll bring Babano in from the soup kitchen. It's hard to believe, but there's more going on in the world of sports besides just the return of the MLS. Mostert wants a trade from San Francisco. I'm not actually surprised that he does when you consider, you know, when did he touch the football, actually? I know Cam actually had San Francisco in the Super Bowl, and you know, they didn't get on the rock enough. Shanahan is smart, but he outthinks himself. At times,
yep.
So the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart kicking it with us. We've got Babano ready to step up and in. The MLS is back. NBA players are checking into the bubble right now. We're starting to get some video. We'll play it tomorrow on Game Time Decisions, actually, but it's far from glamorous, I'll tell you what. And as somebody that's lived in hotels for a long period of time, yeah, the room, they're not kidding, man, about like the different tiers of rooms. Like, The rooms that the Orlando Magic got, they're far from magical. we'll put it that way. WNBA players are taking videos. There's like there's worms in their room, and like it's real bad. WNBA players have it. Like, people think, oh, NBA players have it bad. Yeah, you can see the WNBA. Not everybody can live first class like Babano, the fine soups. Of the man that joins us right now. We got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Babano steps up and in. What's up, Babano? It's soup night tonight. What's up, Babano?
Yeah, I'll definitely be willing to bet that MLS, NBA, and NHL players in their respective bubbles will be eating something a little bit higher up than soup while they're playing their games. But good to be with you guys.
Well, some of them could be eating soup, just probably better soup than you're having.
I love soup. Hey. I'll tell you something, Babano. You can get a nice quality soup, right, Morenci? That's the thing. Like, I saw that tray that those NBA guys got. I'm like, well, that looks like a stale dinner roll, loser salad. Like, I got to be honest with you, I'd rather have a nice bowl of soup than that stuff that we saw in the cafeteria tray. But as you said, that's not really what's happening. That's what they just want the public to believe.
All right.
At least hopefully they get a big salad like Elaine got on Seinfeld.
Settle down, Babano. All right, Babano steps up. And then I got some crazy levels. I cranked my headset up, but now I'm too loud. So I'm trying to adjust this on the fly here. I swear, these things, it's like being in a spaceship, man, nowadays. Used to be the old days, there was a red light when you were a radio host. Now you're like, it's like I'm Homer Simpson, Cam, in like the nuclear plant. I'm like, I don't know. Like, if I touch this, is this good or bad or what's going to happen?
When he put on the boomer with it. So. Yeah, exactly. It's blown up. The nuclear part
or with. Gabe, you're smarter with technology than Homer Simpson. You're talking about a guy that once said to start, press any key. Where's the any key? You know, you're better than that. Come on. Don't compare yourself to Homer.
Dude, it took me like a week to figure out how to use the caps on a new computer I got recently. I still can't figure some things out. Settle down, Babano. Homer is a nuclear power inspector, right? So say he's a safety inspector.
Somehow.
He obviously knows more than we do. All right. We'll get into the golf picks, but I'll throw it out there. I just want to say, nice to see, you know, I want to congratulate, actually, pretty cutting edge. Nice to see the New Jersey Devils step into the future with a nice analytic, young, aggressive crew. Of what, Fitzgerald and Lindsey Ruff, Cam, combined age 212 years old or something like really, guys, that's what you're doing? Like, that's why the Devils blow, man. Like, it's just constant. It's just the same crap over and over. So what, like, really, Fitzgerald and Lindsey Ruff, that they're the saviors of this thing, evidently.
I gotta tell you, I think Lindsey Ruff's a great coach, but not with the Devils. You put him with a veteran team. I gotta be honest with you. Think about him with a team like the Leafs or something like that. When you're actually like, you know, you got these guys on the team and you need that type of guy. New Jersey needs a young guy, fresh guy. But you said it, man. It's all retreads and stuff like that in the NHL. These guys all know each other. Hey, man, you need a job? Yeah, don't worry. Just hire Lindy. He hasn't been around in a while. I know he's working with the Rangers. But I got to tell you, it's just one of these leagues, man. It's just it never ceases to amaze me. Guy's a pretty decent coach and all, but the Devils don't need that. They need a guy that's young and going to grow with them. Not Lindy Ruff. I'm not down with that hire.
But yeah, man, so much for the Peter Laviolette rumors, because Laviolette was being talked about by so many people that he was really high up on the radar for the New Jersey Devils head coaching job. So this did kind of surprise me that Lindy Ruff ended up getting the job. I'm not saying I love it, but I'm going to give it a chance because, quite frankly, guys, anything will be an upgrade from John Hines. To me, that was a disaster hire. He was given a team that was ready to compete for a playoff spot and maybe something more prior to the season. It ended up as a total disaster. The team defensively was a mess, often hanging up their goaltenders to dry on a nightly basis. John Hines never got them to play well at that end of the ice. He had to go. And Lindy Ruff at least had a good deal of success with Buffalo. The Dallas tenure started out well, didn't end well. I could think of worse hires than Lindy Ruff, but I kind of hear what you guys are saying about, you know, it's a younger team, you know, when you think about it. They're trying to make it younger with Nico Hischier and trying to develop a core around him. And you'd like to have, you know, maybe that Sheldon Keefe like you're seeing with Toronto, or a younger type of coach maybe that can push the buttons differently than maybe John Hines or some of these veteran old horses do. So I don't hate the hire, but I'm kind of in your camp where could have done better.
It's only a 2-hour show, huh, Babano?
Wow. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, Babano, are we doing like what? You're working for the NHL Network here?
Like, state your point, Babano. Same thing, Cam. Like, he's gone. I looked up. I'm like, dear God, like, this guy's been answering the same question for like 5 minutes, bro. It's like, all right, like, wow.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. Lindy Ruff to the Devils, it's not like you got bigger fish to fry. So let's rock.
Yeah, yep. It sucks. That's what it does.
We got golf,
right?
Don't we? We got golf picks, Cam.
Yeah, let's get to Cam's golf picks. Cam, take the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Morenzi. And I'll give Babano credit, though. A lot of the guys that he's picking on the show, like Cameron Tringali and all these guys, they start out like a house of fire, Babano, and you've been doing pretty good, though. Like, these guys have been lingering. But let's talk this week. It's going to be very interesting, Gabe. You know, you talk about Koepka coming back and a lot of the other stars, but here's the way I'm going to roll with this thing in golf. I like Patrick Cantlay. I told you, if it ain't this week, it's next week. Patrick Cantlay loves this course. He loves Muirfield Village. He loves Jack Nicklaus. He's 14-1. If you don't want to do that, he's plus 155 to be T10. He is my guy. Sure, you could take Justin Thomas. Sure, you could take John Rahm. You could take all those guys. But Cantlay, you know, I tell you, if he was at the Rocket Mortgage, he was going to be my guy. Hideki Matsuyama, a lot of people have DM'd me on Twitter and go, are you stupid? And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not that stupid. Hideki, Gabe, and you know the way I feel about this guy. He was fade material, but last week he showed a real good sign. He went low, missed some bad putts, got in a couple bad breaks too that cost him a lot. He's 17-1. If you don't like that, he's 2-1 for top 10. He will be there and has won this tournament before, like Cantlay, who is the defending champion, 17-1. This is an interesting pick. Colin Morikawa, 31-1. He's rested. I think he's over his problems. Plus 330 for top 10. Love it. Now, three bombs for you. Matthew Fitzpatrick, bones. Jim McKay, Phil's caddy, now working with Matthew Fitzpatrick. Love the move. He's jacked up. Also has the proper game for this course. Hits it straight, 55-1. And two bombs for you. I love Matt Wallace. He's trending in the right direction, 100-1, 9-1 top 10. And Max Homa, who's won on a course like this before. Watch out, Gabe. I'm actually telling you guys as friends, sprinkle on this guy. He's 120-1, 14-1 top 10. Max Homa could actually win this thing. I think he's a very sneaky play this week.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Let me get the updated odds right now. I'm still sticking to my guns.
Is that shorter than Babano's Lindy Ruff rant?
Yeah, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, I'd say we'd break down
doesn't
all the playoffs.
Doesn't take much to beat me in the time department.
Well, I'd say we'd break down all the NHL playoff series, guys. You know, they start August 1st, but I don't think we have time with Babano to get to all of them. So,
yeah. It'll take 2 months to get through the Eastern Conference, let alone the whole every series.
Like Clamp Chowder said, you're a little chatterbox. But no, it's good. We appreciate it, Babano.
Chatterbox.
That was the ultimate night that night. That was the night that the sky fell.
That was the best.
Clam Chowder crushed all the cans.
I love
Pepsi.
Chowder too much to let that bother me. If some random stranger and some jerk calls me that, that bothers me. Not Clam Chowder, though.
What a chatterbox. Clam Chowder out of the blue. You're a real chatterbox, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So Justin Thom is 12-1. Patrick Cantlay is 14-1. John Rahm, 15-1. Brooks Koepka, 16-1. Hideki Matsuyama, 17-1. Xander Schauffele, 19-1. Justin Rose, 24-1. Victor Hovland, 24-1. Colin Morikawa, 31-1. So let me ask you, Cam, is this going to be one of the tournaments that one of these like top end guys win, or is this going to be one that it's like a no-name guy that comes out of the blue here? I get the feeling it's one of the sort of top or ender guys. You know, is it going to be a long shot that comes in?
It's a really good question, Gabe, because remember, they're playing at the same course back-to-back, right? This is going to be easier this week, this tournament, in comparison to Jack's Memorial. That tournament, Rory McIlroy will make that trip. Right now, we got 5 out of the top 10 guys. We'll probably have 7 or 8. So what's going to happen this week? Still a tough course. I'm thinking the rough might be a little bit thinner. The greens are still small, but if it's going to happen, it's going to happen this week, but total chalk next week at the Memorial. Guys under 30-1 usually win their game. That's why I put a couple bombs in there. Wallace and Homa, over 100-1.
All right. To raise your redhead, Cam. Sure, hang in here, Cam. Time's just flying by here this evening.
Sure does.
We'll get into a couple of props, top 10s, and everything else in between. Sports Rage Late Night, bring it. Sports Rage Late Night. I am Renzi. We're throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Babano joining us as well. This show's just flowing. Man, there's a real flow. There's a better flow and pace to this show than there was the first half of the MLS game. As Cam Stewart, the soccer aficionado, was very upset with the quality of play in the first half of the game. And I can't lie to you, Cam.
It sucked.
I tweeted out, I was like, God, Orlando are bad. That's what I tweeted out too. I'm like, God, Orlando suck. And then they scored a couple of minutes after. And I knew too, listen, I had the under 2.5 and it was looking like a nice play actually. Yet when Buddy got hurt, it was like they added 9 minutes of extra play on. So I when I saw that, I tweeted, I'm like, God, we're screwed. They're going to play for like 100 minutes now. Like, we're done. And, of course, they score like in the 97th minute or something like that. But just quickly about that, like, could they have taken any longer, like, to get medical attention out there for the guy? Like, honestly, like, I'm starting to think God doesn't want sports.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
another thing.
This guy's going to die. Right, and, like, it's over. Like, just shut everything down. It's over.
No, you're so right. Like, we're in COVID-19 territory. Guy's lying on the ground. Everybody knows. And the thing was, they already had the mute button, right? Hey, we used to work at the company. Like, we know about that button. Beep, 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 beep. So you know the players, when they were freaking out when he was down, right? Like, it was very obvious. And then they're sitting there looking around for, like, an extra 5 or 6 minutes. It's like, what the hell are you doing here? The guy's lying on the ground. Like, let's figure this out. Let's help the guy out. I'm going to tell you, people can say, hey, sports is back whenever, and give, like, the old MLS a thumb up. And I'm not trying to, like, rip them or saying, you know, it's brutal or whatever, but I don't care, Gabe. Here's the thing. It's not the Premier League. It's not the Italian League, La Liga or whatever, but it's still, you know, quality soccer. There's some good players there, guys who are burnt out from Europe. But the first half in the product, I don't even care if you're after 4 months. Me, you, Babano, drunk, whatever, high. Like, it was an embarrassment. Like, the chances that these guys missed and the opportunities, like, that wasn't professional soccer early. Look, they figured it out late. But I'm with you. I thought that was an absolute joke. They got to be better than that, man. Like, you know this virus is here and stuff. You got medical people there. That was brutal.
Yeah, they got
it. You know, to tough. Tell you, Cam, how bad it was. Look, there's a guy that I've done different things with. This guy had played soccer at a professional level. He sends me a tweet saying that this is one of the worst halves of soccer he's ever seen. It's Gordon Watson. He plays soccer. Flash Watson. Ah! He's a guy that has played professional soccer, and he's saying this is a brutal half that he's seen with that Orlando-Miami game, one of the worst halves he's seen. So tells you all you need to know that a guy that played the sport at a pro level didn't like it. I'll say this, though. The second half was better. It did pick up a little bit. The pace was a lot better. He had a few goals, but
Babano,
overall, it was still good to have sports back.
You're not really like the soccer guy that, like, we're counting on, like, your take on the quality of the game. You've ripped soccer for years,
no.
Babano. And now, like, since there's a pandemic, I notice you're sort of jumping on this little, oh, I like soccer thing. I'm in on soccer, but you always rip it. It's always like, guys, they haven't played a game in 4 months. You guys are talking about a game in which a team just played their third game in their history of their franchise.
Like, no,
what did you expect? Like, you expect Spain versus Portugal, Euro Cup final?
No.
Orlando FC have won 11 times.
Know what I expect, Gabe?
11 times in 61 games.
You know what I expect?
How about a little Celtic
FC? You can appreciate this. Aberdeen versus Dundee United, some low-level Scottish soccer. It sucked.
All right, now everybody's pissing me off, including the guests. We're going to move on.
Thank you.
We're moving on to the golf.
Look, I'm going to give a constructive opinion here in terms of betting MLS moving forward. Is tonight's game an indicator that maybe you bet some of these games first half under, and maybe at halftime you bet over in game? Maybe it's going to take 45 minutes. Some of these teams to get loosen things up and get comfortable.
I would say I was expecting goals tomorrow morning in the Philadelphia game with New York, but I don't know, man. It's at 9 in the morning. These guys aren't used to playing at 9 a.m.
Exactly.
Like, but I'm not betting the under. Listen, this game, MLS games go over, guys. This game had no business going over. The game sucked, as you stated. There wasn't even that many scoring chances, and they still got the 3 goals. Philadelphia and New York will put some goals on the board. It's going to go over the 2.5. But let's get to the golf. Let's get to some top 10s and some top 20s. I've been enjoying betting these top 10s and top 20s. I'll tell you right now, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it. Let's get the numbers up here. Finishing position, top 10, Brooks Koepka. Plus 185. Not great odds, though, man. Son
nice.
Of a...
Ooh.
Not great. I like this Justin Rose, top 10, plus 280. Cam, you like that? Justin Rose, top 10, plus 280. I'm going to do Justin Rose top 10 and Justin Rose top 20. They're both plus money. I'll get Justin Rose at plus 135 in the top 20. I'll get him at plus 280 in the top 10. I'm looking for a couple of long shots, though, to make the top 20. What about Corey Connors this week, Cam? Back to Corey Connors.
Great. I don't know where you come up with this stuff, Gabe. I don't know what to do with Connors. He's a guy, it kind of crossed my mind, and then I'm thinking, is his driver straight? And the one thing about this course, though, it works for Connors. He's a great iron player. What's his weakness? Putting. Small greens at Muirfield, right? At this course, I'll tell you, you have to at least be a decent putter. Connors can get hot for a while. When he won in Texas, that's what happened. His putter got hot for 4 days. His ball striking is impeccable. His tee game's pretty good. He sprays it a little bit, but he hits it long. You know what, Morenci? I can't lie to you on the show. I think he'll be there, but I'm not confident. I have a couple other guys that might tickle your fancy. I got Adam Hadwin, another Canadian, at plus 240. This is the course is 7,400 yards. He's not the longest guy, but that's good. Matthew Wolf, he collapsed on Sunday. He's 3-1 or plus 310 to be top 20. Watch out for this guy. He's got the game. He's a very confident guy. Last week, Sunday, it won't bother him. Yeah, DeChambeau won. Who cares? He'll show up and he'll deliver. But my favorite guy, Gabe, I'm telling you, Max Homa at 5-1 top 20. I've done some research here. This course is very similar to the courses where he has won on, had top fives and tenth. Nobody's talking about this guy, Max Homa. He is very, very solid. And if you want two bombs, watch out for Lanto Griffin. He's plus 670, I think, 20-1. And JB Holmes is getting no respect. I don't know what he's going to be. He hasn't played since the pandemic, but he's almost 7-1 to be top 20. Watch out for that. I don't know. Oh, yeah, sorry. One more for you, Gabe. Ben On. This guy at 20-1, very, yeah, very good price. I think Ben On actually can actually win the tournament
On
at 70-1.
I'm betting him to be top 20. Benny On, top 20, plus 280 as well.
Let's go to Benny Onas, yeah. Benny Onas.
I love it, Gabe. I love it.
What about another guy in Siwoo Kim as well, for a top 20 prop?
Siwoo Kim's an interesting story. He plays better on Donald Ross courses. This is a Jack Nicklaus course, but he's starting to round into form. I'm not sure about Siwoo Kim. I left him off my card. I got no problem with him. He's a guy that I wrote down and crossed off. And I'll tell you another one, Shane Lowry, the Irish Bear, plus 430 top 20. He's another guy that I think is very, very dangerous. But you know who I like in this tournament? Cantlay, Hideki, Colin Morikawa, and my three bombs, Fitzpatrick, Wallace, Homa. Watch out for Max Homa this week. He's 120-1. He could be there.
Where's my boy, Seamus Power? He's taking a week off. Seamus.
Hey, Seamus, he won a couple pounds, and now he's going back to... Yeah. Good point, Morenci. What's Power doing? Is he even in this tournament? I didn't even see him. He gets a paycheck, and he takes... Maybe he's at the pub, drinking with Conor McGregor, getting wasted. Hey, I got no idea. He's not on my list.
Drinking proper 12, punching people in the face.
I was just looking. I've actually got one long shot that I like, and Cam actually hasn't mentioned him yet. I like Farmer in the Dell, Joel Damon. He always wears that farmer's hat when he's on the course. Joel Damon, he's about 90-1 in this tournament. He's got five top 20 finishes in his last six tournaments. His form has been pretty consistent. From what I'm reading here, he's very good in terms of keeping the ball on the fairway off the tee, which is good for Muirfield. And his consistency, like I said, top 20s in five of his last six tournaments, and he's 90-1. So I think Joel Damon
That's my
long shot sprinkled. I had Trincali last week, and unfortunately, hot start, cold finish, but not bad.
Hey, Gabe, don't I take Joel Damon almost every week at 100-1? He plays great for a couple rounds, and then on the weekend, he hits the outhouse and traps everywhere. Watch out for this guy. I would like to put it together. I got no problem with him, Babano. The problem is he can't get that round. He can't, you know what I mean? He'll break your heart. He's like Tony Finau. He's right there, T11, and then at the end of the tournament, you look, wow, top 50, thanks, because he shot a 76. That's Damon's problem.
What about the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, kicking with us on Sports Rage at late night? Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Morenci Babano with us as well. full house tonight. The show's just flying by. So what about first round leader before we get you out of here? Well, we got a couple of more minutes, but first round leader, Justin Thomas is 22-1. Hideki 27-1. Ooh, is Hideki going to come out flying tomorrow? He could. He could at 27-1. Brooks Koepka 28-1. Brooks isn't a first round type of guy. Brooks sort of starts to, like, you know, he gets better as the weekend goes on. John Rahm's capable of a hot first round, but I got to tell you, man, your guy Cantlay's 29-1 to be leading after one. I don't know, Cam. I'm going to do a little sprinkle. I did DeChambeau last week. I came freaking close, bro. I missed out by one stroke. I think Hideki Matsuyama actually could be leading after the first round tomorrow, Cam. 27-1.
I got no problem with that, and I got a couple other guys for you. If you want to get crazy, Matt Wallace at 100-1. And the thing about J.B. Holmes is, Gabe, he loves to come out of the gate hot. I don't know if he can do it for four rounds. Has he been working on his game? I don't know. But at that price, I think he's well worth a sprinkle coming out of the gate. Lanto Griffin's another guy that could do it, but those are the guys I like. I'd throw like $10-$20 on Wallace.
That's your new guy, Lanto.
Lanto? Yeah, Lanto's good. Yeah, he's one of those guys. He gets no respect. No respect.
So listen, you're 1-0? You only took the over? Did you have Orlando too? Did you go 2-0 or 1-0 tonight in the MLS?
No, I bet him live, actually. I can't lie to you, Marenzi. My units aren't big for this stuff. I'm going like, you know, $50, $25 live when they're down a goal. I got the horse racing in Australia right now. Race 7 minutes to post, 6B sale. That 8 horse looks very, very dangerous at 5-2. That's what I do at night. You know, Lisa's left. She's back at her place, and this is what I do, Gabe. Wednesday's kind of my night. You know, I crack a few, and I watch horse racing all night from Australia. Watch out for the 8.
So you got Belmont.
Sale, like Chris Sale.
Oh, Sale. Yeah, I know Sale. Yeah.
Yeah, S-A-L-E. I'm looking at the 8. He's 3-1, but we'll see what happens. A lot of these turkeys like the 6. I like the 8.
Oh, yeah, here's 7 minutes to the 6 race. Where's this? In New Zealand.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Yeah. Hang in here, Cam. We got 2 more minutes with Cam on the other side. We'll keep Abano hanging around. Drew Martin's going to step up and in from Las Vegas, Nevada as well. So for the real degenerates right now, who are you betting, Cam, in this race? So we got the race 6 coming up from Sale.
I like
race
the 8.
The 8 horse.
I like the 8. Yeah,
Journey
3-1. Let's rock.
Going on to Journey Girl. Don't stop believing.
My horse is gonna crush you in the stretch. He gets there. Yeah, let's do it. Oh, I like that the 12 too. Little Red Rooster. He's 54-1 though. No, I don't. The 8 horse.
The 8 horse. Journey Girl. Zushak is the favorite. What about Sapphire Crown? Ooh, that Sapphire Crown looks good.
Oh, great handle.
Sapphire Crown.
Good handle.
Sports Edge Late Night continues. Sports Rage Late Night continues. I'm Morenci. We're throwing it down. The Raging Redhead gracious enough to join us for a couple of more minutes here this evening. Babano with us kicking it in the hammer. Drew Martin will step up and in from Las Vegas at Nevada. We got some early morning soccer, real early for those of you on the West Coast like we are right now. And, guys, we've got some numbers. And I see we got Big Man on Campus kicking it in the chat. I don't know if he wants to check in later. We got the TBT continues, and the big boys are starting to step up and in. Carmen's crew, Aaron Kraft gets eliminated. Ohio State, you're gone. You're gone. Ohio State eliminated. House of Pain, man. Mike Dom and company, man. That's a good basketball team they got there. That House of Pain team. But we've been hearing so much about Overseas Elite. Well, now we're going to see Overseas Elite. They're taking on the Armored Athletes. And I can't wait to see this money team. I want to see this Mayweather team play. They're taking on Cam's team. Heard that. Marshall. Cam loves them. Bunch of like, you know, chunky old, like 40-year-old white dudes bombing threes. They got like a kid that just played on the team last year. All right, Cam. 1 minute left, Cam. Closing words, closing picks. What do you got for us? And, oh, yeah, over under, people are wondering, how many steam whistles tonight for you? I'm going to say 8.5.
Over. I'm on 13. Cantlay 14-1. Hideki 17-1. Morikawa 31. Matt Fitzpatrick, bones on the bag, 55-1. Matt Wallace, 100-1. And Max Homa, 110-1. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Watch out for Hideki this week. Don't fade him. He'll show up.
I like the Cam drop 13. Very impressive, Cam. Well done. Very, very. How many more do you have?
30 to knock me down, buddy.
You going to have a couple of more?
About five more, but I got a little bit of vodka and wine left. This is my night to party. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good night. See you,
Kate. Romano next.